This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations said Wednesday it was temporarily relocating around half its humanitarian staff from the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo city of Goma following a volcano eruption that sent lava to the edge of town and has been triggering hundreds of earthquakes. More than 20,000 people are homeless and many still missing in the aftermath of Saturday evening's eruption, which sent rivers of lava flowing toward Goma, killing at least 31 people and destroying more than 3,000 homes, according to the UN. The ash cloud caused by the eruption has closed two airports in Congo, and health officials warn it is likely to cause respiratory diseases. The United Nations also has thousands of peacekeepers in and around Goma who it says will not be relocated. Mali's interim president and prime minister resigned on Wednesday, a top junta aide said, 2 days after they were detained and stripped of their powers in what appears to amount to the country's second coup in 9 months. Negotiations were underway for the pair's release and the formation of a new government in the poor Sahel country, according to the aide. Their detentions triggered widespread international condemnation and the threat of sanctions. The UN Security Council holds an emergency meeting Wednesday at the request of former colonial power France and others, with French President Emmanuel Macron likening the recent events to a second coup. France has committed more than 5,000 troops to Mali's fight against jihadism in the Sahel and condemned the arrest in a statement. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is Voice of America. This is VOA News. Sudan's